that far from here, on the south shore. And glad to be here with you. Thank you for having me. And as Maria said to you, I am a storyteller, so if your sermon doesn't quite come out the way you used to it, that's the reason why. But I did not grow up in a tradition that observed Lent. But since I have become a part of the Episcopal Church, Lent has become one of my favorite seasons of the church year. It is in the season of Lent that we are given the occasion to, that we are called to, that we are drawn to, if we will be drawn, to reflect upon that matchless gift of life and love that God gave to us, to reflect upon all that God gave up to give us the gift. All for love. Because God so loved the world. On the night before Jesus was crucified, after he had had dinner with his disciples, he said this to them. He said, "A new command I give you." It was not optional. Love one another. As I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples. Love one another. Now after Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to his disciples. Pop quiz. Anybody know how many times? Three. Third, you all pass. On the third occasion when Jesus appeared to them, it was by the lake, Sea of Galilee. You know that night when they were fishing all night and had caught a fan. And Jesus says, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and then they end up with so many they can barely pull them at 153 to be exact. Well, after they had this fish fry that morning, and after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Lord, you know I love you. You know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus answered, "Then feed my lambs." Then Jesus asked again and said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And again he answered, "Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Then a third time Jesus asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Yes. Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him three times if he loved him. He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed a new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, you must also
love
one another." Amen. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you
love.
And then a little later, John writes some letters, and in that first letter he says, "And their little children, don't just love with words or speech, but love with action and truth." Now, pretty early on in Jesus' training of his disciples, he sent them out on a mission trip where he sent them out two by two. And while they were out on this mission trip, they preached repentance. They cast out demons. They healed the sick. And when the mission trip was completed, the apostles, those who were sent out, gathered around Jesus to report to him all that they had done and taught. But because so many people were busy coming and going, they couldn't get a chance to eat. Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away with Jesus by boat to a solitary place. But many of the people who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from town and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw such a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. By this time it was late in the day, and the disciples came to Jesus and said, this is a remote place, and it's late in the day. Why don't you send the people into the surrounding towns and countryside so they can themselves something to eat? But then Jesus said to them, you feed them. Well, feed the sheep, yeah, all that works together. You feed them. And they answered and said, that would take about 200 denarii on 1.5 years' wages, so we just spend that kind of money on bread and give it to them to eat. And Jesus asked, how many loaves do you have? Yeah. Go and see. And when they found out, they told him they had five loaves and two fish. Then Jesus directed the disciples to have a people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 50s and 100s. Then Jesus, taking the loaves and the fish and looking up to heaven, gave thanks and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. He also divided the fish among them. And all ate and were satisfied. And the number of men who ate that day were 5,000, and there were women and children besides. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love. After that night, before Jesus went away, it was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go back to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served with the devil had already promised Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power. He knew that he had come from God and that he was returning to God. So he gathered from the meal and took off his outer clothes and wrapped a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said, Lord, you are wash my feet. And Jesus said, you do not realize now what I'm doing, later you will understand. Peter said, oh no, Lord, no, no, no. Not my feet. And Jesus said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then Peter said, well, not just my feet, but my hands and my head also. And Jesus said to him, said, anyone who has had a bath only needs to have his feet washed in order for the whole body to be clean. And you are clean. But not every one of you, for Jesus knew who would betray him. And that is why he said, not everyone is clean. When Jesus finished washing the disciples' feet, he put on his clothes again and returned to his place. Then he said to his disciples, Do you understand what I've done for you? You call me Lord and Teacher, and rightly so, for that is what I am. But now that I, your Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you that you should do as I have done for you. For truly I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one who sent them. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you want love. Now, on one occasion, Jesus was teaching before a large group of disciples, and then a great crowd of people who had gathered from Judea and Jerusalem, and people who had gathered from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They gathered around him to hear him and to be healed by him, and he was now teaching them how to be in their habitudes. Y'all get that? And Jesus said to them, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Because if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Why even sinners love those who love them? If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Why even sinners do that? If you lend to those who will repay you, what credit is that to you? For sinners lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. Instead, love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend without expecting to get repaid, and then your reward will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High. For he shows kindness to the ungrateful and to the wicked. Be merciful, as your Father is merciful. Then on another day, an expert of the law showed up to test Jesus by asking him this: teacher, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus answered, what does the law of Moses say? How do you read it? And he answered, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, yes, do this and you will live. Then the man wanted to justify his lack of love for certain kinds of people, asked, who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered by telling him a story. There was once a man who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, and on the way he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, they beat him up and left him for dead. But luckily, a priest came by. But when he came upon the man, he crossed over to the other side. Then a Levite, a religious man, also happened upon him, but he too crossed over to the other side. Then a Samaritan traveling the road, one who was called a foreigner, saw the man. When he saw his condition, his heart went out to him. He tended to his wounds. He sanitized the wounds. He bandaged them. And then they lifted the man onto his donkey and led him to an inn where he made him comfortable. In the morning, he gave 2 silver coins to the innkeeper and said, take good care of him. And if there are any other expenses, I'll pay you on the way back. Then Jesus said to the man, the one who was expert in the law, what do you think? which of the three proved to be the neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers? The man answered, the one who showed compassion and mercy. And Jesus said, yes, go and do likewise. A new command I give you. Love one another. Don't get out on me yet. As I have loved you, you must also
love one another.
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you want,
love one another.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne, and all the nations will gather before him, and he will separate the people one from the other, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats he will put on his left. And he will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, receive your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was in need of clothing, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you something to eat? When did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? When did we see you sick and in prison and come to visit you? And the king will answer, whenever you did it, for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal darkness that is prepared for the evil one and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I was in need of clothing, and you did not clothe me. I was sick, and you did not look after me. I was in prison, and you did not visit me. And they too will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or in need of clothing or sick or in prison and not help you? And he answered, for truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for the least of these, you did not do for me. And they went away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal reward. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must also love one another. And by this, everyone, you are my disciples, and you are mine if